You're with Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. In the studio is Kate Lochte, and on the phone we have Patricia Wiles. She's the coordinator of marketing and media for the Madisonville Hopkins County Chamber of Commerce. Patricia, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you for inviting me.
So March 4th through the 9th, next Monday, next week, the Hopkins County Literacy Celebration is underway. It's all about putting books in the hands of people and getting them to read, especially little people. Shall we start with the Little Birdhouse Libraries project?
Oh, yes. There's lots of projects going on that week that we're very excited about. One of those is the Little Birdhouse Libraries project. Little birdhouse libraries are small birdhouse-like boxes that are on posts. You can open them, and they hold a certain number of books. I'm guessing you can probably put, depending on the size of the book, 10 books or so inside each one. These are being built by some students at the local high schools and other volunteers. The birdhouse libraries will be posted at various locations throughout the county. We're hoping to get one at each city hall in each community. The Chamber of Commerce here in Madisonville will have one. They will be individuals, businesses, anybody who would like to have a little birdhouse library. We're going to try to get those out there. And the idea behind a little birdhouse library is to take a book and leave a book. Anybody can go up to the Little Birdhouse Library, open it up, take a book out to read, and they can put a book in. So it's a great way to have sort of a community book exchange, and it's a fun way to do it. The little libraries are very attractive, and like I said, they're being built by volunteers, so it's a great community effort that everyone's very excited about.
You've also decided to bring in some very high-profile children's authors, Lynn Oliver and Theo Baker, and I'd like you to describe for those of us without kids how big these writers really are in the children's book world.
Well, we're very excited to be able to help sponsor Lynn and Theo's visit to Hopkins County. Lynn Oliver is a she's a producer of family films and television. She worked as senior vice president of television and home video at MCA Universal for 9 years. She owns her own production company, Lynn Oliver Productions, and this production company, she has worked with such venues as TriStar Pictures and Amblin Entertainment. She is the co-founder and executive director of the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators, which is the largest organization for writers and illustrators in the world. There are more than 20,000 members worldwide. I can't remember exactly how many regional chapters there are in the U.S. That number escapes me right now, but there are regional chapters in the United States and throughout the world. They have international conferences every year, one in Los Angeles and one in New York. People who write and illustrate books for children, editors and agents, they are all members of this great organization. And Lynn really has a unique understanding of the children's literature community. She has great connections with many people. One thing that most people might know her for is the fact that she co-writes some popular children's book series with Henry Winkler. She's co-written the Hank Zipser series of books, which I believe it was in 2010, won a Penn Award of Merit for those books, which are about a young boy who has some learning disabilities and how he learns to cope with them and to be productive, and they're quite humorous books and very entertaining. She currently has a series out with Henry Winkler that's called Ghost Buddy, and so I think there's two books out in that series now. You can find some clips online where Henry and Lynn talk about their work on these books. And
they're really funny, aren't they?
Yeah, their personalities really play off of one another, and that's one neat thing about Lynn. You know, she's very gregarious. She's funny, you know, and that's one thing that I'm really excited about for our community, to have Lynn and her son come visit, because the theme of their visit to the Hopkins County Schools will be humor, and so they're going to be talking to the kids about humor and writing, and they're just such fun people, and so I think that it's really going to be a great time for the students and you know, for the community here. The Chamber is hosting Hot Topic Lunch on Friday, March the 8th at noon. That's going to be co-sponsored by Hopkins County Schools and Madisonville Community College and the Murray State Madisonville campus. And Lynn and Theo will be the guest speakers. And I think it's probably going to be one of the more entertaining Hot Topic lunches that we've had. So,
And the kids in the schools are all getting books by Lynn Oliver and Theo Baker, right?
Yes. The Chamber purchased books. They purchased a copy of the first Ghost Buddy book for each elementary school classroom. I believe it was fifth grade classrooms, and for their media centers. So this way the children have had an opportunity to become acquainted with Lynn's work before she comes to visit. And Lynn has co-authored books with her son, Theo. The first book is called Soundbender, and the Chamber purchased copies of those books for the middle grade language arts classrooms and for the media centers. So that gives the kids an opportunity to get to know them and their work a little bit before they come to visit next week.
Now, this is a literacy celebration, so you at the Chamber are sponsoring a short story contest for students.
Yes.
Who get the benefit of a critique, mm-hmm, by one of two award-winning authors. That seems to be a very huge kind of a gift.
Yes. We were in a committee meeting one day, and we were talking about what we could do for the high school students. And, you know, as someone who enjoys writing myself, I thought, you know, what could mean more to a young person who really has passion for writing than to have their work critiqued by a real published author? And so we have two authors who are going to provide critiques, and they've also provided signed copies of one of their latest books. Tracy Barrett, who is from Nashville, she writes a lot of historical fiction and does some mysteries. Her latest books are retellings of ancient myths, and so she's provided a copy of one of her books, Dark of the Moon, which is a retelling of the myth of the Minotaur. And so that signed book will be presented to one of the winners. The other author who's agreed to do the critique is Ellen Hopkins, and she is a New York Times bestselling author of novels in verse for teens, contemporary fiction. They're very well received, and a lot of teens are familiar with her work. So we were really excited to have those two authors agree to do that for us. That's a rarity. You know, authors like that are very busy, you know, writing and promoting their works, and for them to take that time to volunteer for us in that way, it means a great deal.
Well, it's been something that National Public Radio has done for a few years now in their 3-minute fiction writing contest, and mm-hmm, it seems like a wonderful support for a writer to get those eyeballs and brains working with, mm-hmm, that person. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the genesis for this project. I was going to say three cheers for you guys. Tell us how it got started.
Well, we've been working on this now for nearly a year. Peggy Stearsman, reading specialist with Hopkins County Schools, I think deserves the credit for pulling everyone together. I met with her fact, it was about this time last year, and she had an interest in doing something on a larger scale. You know, the state has a literacy week every year, generally about that time, first week of March. And Peggy wanted to take it to the next level here. And so she's been able to pull people from, you know, different organizations, everyone from the county extension office to the chamber to, you know, local industry and business. She's really done a great job with that. We're really excited because on Monday the 4th, we're going to do a ribbon cutting on the courthouse lawn for the Little Birdhouse Libraries and to kick off the literacy celebration, and Kentucky's First Lady, Jane Beshear, is going to be here for that. So we're really excited to have her come and join us in this celebration. It means a great deal. I think that I think community literacy, the value that a community places on that is a high indicator of the quality of life in that community. And so I'm really thrilled that we've had so much participation from so many different entities that we're able to bring in the caliber of speaker that we will have in Lynn Oliver and Theo Baker. And the way that the community has embraced that, it just makes my heart happy as someone who loves reading and writing.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt you, but when you spoke of the quality of life in a community being marked by its devotion to literacy and reading, I was hoping that Tracy and I could give you an amen together. What do you think, Tracy?
Amen.
Amen. Thanks for being with us. And I assume our listeners can get all the details at the Chamber website, yeah?
Yes. We still have some spots available for the Hot Topic Lunch, people who might want to come and attend that and hear Lynn and Theo speak. There's a link. If you go to our website, it's madisonville-hopkinschamber.com. There's a link on the homepage that you can click, and you can register for the Hot Topic Lunch. There's also information about the ribbon cutting on Monday, March 4th. And, of course, you can always call the Chamber at 270-821-3435 for more information.
Patricia, thank you very much for bringing the story to WKMS.
Thank you so much, Kate, for having me today.